Actually, we have the email that goes out to our followers on Instagram at Lola and Ola. And then he said, no, thank you first. And somehow he landed.
Hello, guys. The title of today's email is She Doesn't Love Me Anymore, But We Have Sex. I have a problem. My wife wants to separate. She says she doesn't love me anymore, but she also said, I love you because you're the father of my kids, and also because of the struggles we've been through. We have been together for 11 years and I still love her. What can I do? I'm just so confused. We haven't even talked about a divorce. She has never brought it up. And of course, I don't want a divorce. This is just so confusing. We still live together with our kids in the same house. We still have sex and sometimes we kind of flirt, but she doesn't want to kiss me like if she is afraid of something is just so weird. She said she doesn't love me, but she still have an affection with me, so it's very confusing. It's like, do you love me or not? And also she has a big pride. She wants to be like right all the time and never say she's wrong even when she is. Hmm. Okay. So.
Interesting.
Wifey wants to separate.
She wants out.
She wants halfway out. Mm-hmm. Because they're still having sex. Mm-hmm. Even though she's saying that she loves him, but she doesn't love him, like, you know, emotionally.
I love you, but I don't love you anymore. I love you, but I'm not in love with you anymore.
I mean, that's very something women would say. Mm-hmm. You know, I love you, but I don't love you like that. She loves him because he's the father of her kids and because of their struggles together. Mm-hmm. Well, it looks like, you know, again,
what should he do? Advise this young man, please. Please help him.
I would say,
heartbreak.
Don't focus so much on the wifey wanting to separate. She's saying she wants to separate, but she hasn't done it yet. Mm-hmm. That's something. She's not ready. Because if she's ready to separate, she won't even have to say it. Mm-hmm. She would have been long gone by now. Mm-hmm. I would say it's a good thing they're still having sex. So don't, you know, don't kill that part of the marriage.
Right.
But I would definitely tell him, mm-hmm, to work on himself. There's something lacking somewhere.
Right.
There's
right.
something that you're doing.
And we're
going
to find out today.
You're doing that is pushing your wife to, you know,
right,
to not be so attracted to you. But right, she's right. still attracted to you because obviously you guys are still having sex. So I would say he should
work and they kind of flirt. But she doesn't want to kiss.
Yeah. I don't
oh
know.
Oh my God. I can't imagine you not wanting to kiss me. Let me kiss you. Mm.
Hold on. Well,
oh my God.
I don't know why. And maybe he needs to go to see his dentist or something. I'm sorry, but I don't know. Well, baby, now you have like.
I do.
Very pink lips.
Oh, nice.
Extremely pink.
Cool.
Anyway, he needs to focus on himself, mm-hmm, and focus on building attraction back.
Attraction.
Because to me, attraction is really what is lacking here.
That's what it is.
Because
exactly
I don't see any infidelity.
The legs are closed already. Still opening once in a while, but it's basically already closed.
Yeah,
it's only a matter of time before it completely shuts off.
But the issue I see here is attraction, and I think that's
it is
what he needs to focus on.
Yeah, just like it takes time. It takes
yes,
time to close off.
Yeah, it does.
Just like it takes time to open up. She's not a host, but... But I'm not body shaming, sorry, or anything like that. If you like, you know, if your thing is one night stand, I'm not, you know, I'm not judging you right now, okay?
What do you mean body shaming?
No, I didn't mean body shaming.
I was gonna say, we're not talking about anyone's body.
No,
here.
I was talking about. I said she's not a who.
Oh, Jesus!
I say it takes time to open for the legs to open. It takes time for the legs to close.
Oh,
yeah.
What?
So not exactly body shaming, but I'm saying I'm not judging people that their legs open on day one. Because actually if your legs open on day one, as a woman, I will get back to the topic in a second. If your legs open on day one, it's still a high level of attraction.
It is.
That makes someone's leg open on day one. Yeah, even if you paid for it, mm-hmm. sometimes the money is the motivation.
Right.
So in attraction, kind of like the form of motivation in a relationship, in an intimate relationship. So if the attraction is dying off, there's nothing else to motivate, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So that's your advice. He needs to work on attraction.
Yes.
I absolutely agree. But let me see here. Maybe there's a couple more things here. We'll try to keep it short.
All right.
That we can find. Is that it? No.
I have a problem.
Have a problem. Yes, you do have a problem. Yeah. There's a big problem here. Once your wife is saying he doesn't want to kiss, they're not in love with you anymore, there's a big problem. But it's not too much of a problem that can't be solved by yourself, by the way.
All right.
Because first of all, you're the man here, okay? And we do have an advantage as a man, you know? A lot of people want to think of it as a disadvantage. Actually, it's an advantage to be a man, because a man is a man's world, all that, you know? Either you believe it or not, the society kind of still operates that way, you know? It's a man's world, and if you're in a house, if what she's going through, if you were the one going through it, you may have even started having side chicks
of course
already multiple yep. times, right? So one of the ways that women don't get to be able to do that at least freely, you know, where they can just have side guys and act like it's a man's world, you know. So I'm not saying women don't cheat, I'm saying women don't get to do that all freely like that. At least they will get judged heavily if they do something crazy like that, you know. So my wife wants to separate. She said she doesn't love me anymore, but she also said, I love you because you're the father of my kids and also because of all the struggles we've been through. That means I want out, okay? But it also means that's how I feel now.
Right now.
Okay? It doesn't mean that's how she feels yesterday. Like you said yourself, I think we're going to read that in a second. It's not every day she feels that way. Every now and then she's feeling that way. If she feels that way consistent enough, at some point, yes, she will pull a trigger. Even if that means her life may be miserable later, she'll be willing basically to find out.
Right.
If her life will be miserable without you, because after all, it's miserable now, at least from the standpoint of how she feels, right? At least from how she's behaving, right? So we've been together for 11 years, which is a lot, okay? So the fact that you've been together for 11 years is another advantage that I want you to note. It's an advantage that you're a man. It's an advantage that you've been together for 11 years, okay? Because memories, good memories, just don't disappear like that. Mm-hmm. And it's impossible for you to have 11 years without, it's almost impossible in most cases. Unless there's physical abuse, that's a no-no. It's a different topic, right? If it's just this heartache that she's going through right now and she's still having sex with you, 11 years is an advantage. But your problem right now is, like we all do, you probably have a few moments of negativity and then you get defensive and you focus on it and that expands. And make both of you basically forget about the good times, okay? So the 11 years is an advantage that I want you to keep right there at the back of your pocket. And I still love her. What can I do? I'm just so confused. We haven't even talked about a divorce. Well, if she hasn't talked about a divorce, you should start talking about divorce.
Yeah.
Instantly. Stop right now. Don't mention it. Because if you mention it, chances are she's already thinking about it.
Hmm.
But if you bring it to the surface, she's going to be like, I actually made that mistake.
Yeah.
Okay? I actually was the first one in our marriage to mention divorce. Twice, back to back, before everything fell apart. I was the one that brought that up without her bringing it. But the second time I brought it up, she bit into it. Basically, and took it as, okay, I guess we should do that. She has never brought it up, and of course, I don't want a divorce. So if you don't want it, don't talk about that anymore.
Yeah.
See, what you talk about, what you focus on, expands.
Yes.
What you don't want, right? The fact that you don't want it will expand, and then you will attract it. Because the mind doesn't understand, don't. It understands only the subject of the matter that's in your mind right now. So your energy, everything about you, your behavior will protrude and shoot that energy out. She's gonna catch it. Eventually it'll come out of your mouth and you will attract exactly what you fear the most. And we don't want that. So stop talking about divorce if she hasn't brought up divorce and in fact you want your marriage.
Yep.
Yeah, stop typing it too. Okay. She has never brought it up, and of course I don't want divorce. This is just so confusing. We still live together with our kids in the same house. That's another advantage. So if you still live together in the same house with your kids, it's an opportunity for you to showcase. But showcase what? Right? So you need to showcase something, but what? Your new self. Okay? You've done something. You've been nagging as a man, probably. You've been one way, maybe in subliminal ways, telling her that she's full of it and she's not being a good wife because her legs is not opening. Just think about it. If somebody's legs is shutting down and then you tell them, why is your legs not opening up? Guess what's going to happen more? The legs will shut down up more, right? So what you need to be doing is you need to be listening. You need to be understanding her, because the woman that feels understood, the legs of women that feel understood opens up. That's just what it happens. Okay. That's just how it works. It's attraction. If they feel heard and understood, the legs will open up. So, but if you're there being defensive, arguing, which you're going to admit in a second here, I think I heard it earlier, right? Right? No, if you're doing that, the legs will shut off. So chances are you're doing this and you're making these mistakes again. And shout out to, well, I shouldn't be mentioning names here, but shout out to the gentleman who sent us an email about the audiobook. He actually, we have the email that goes out to our followers on Instagram at Lola and Ola. And then he said no thank you first, and somehow he landed on the audiobook, started listening, and then he found all the mistakes he's made in there. Same thing will happen to you. All the mistakes you're making, I made them. Okay, I made those mistakes. She made some mistakes too. But from a man's standpoint, for this topic, all of it is in there. We told the story. So you need to get this book if you haven't yet. Okay. So let's see here. Continue here. So you still live together. That's an advantage. We still have sex. That's another advantage. How many advantages this guy has?
He has a whole lot.
You have so much opportunities.
You can still make it right.
Yeah. And you can, but you're so close to this whole thing being over. Because once it's over, it's a snap. She'll just snap. And you haven't been there yet. Because she didn't even mention divorce yet, right? But I think she said a few things. We still have sex, and sometimes we kind of flirt, but she doesn't want to kiss me. That's very, very. Yeah, but that's. But it, no, it's very bad that she doesn't want to kiss you. It's getting to that bad zone.
Yeah, that part is bad.
Because a woman that loves you, or that's in love with you, I should say, will help you. Okay? Yeah. So even if it's your mouth that's smelling right now, she tells me, like, babe, you know, whatever I have to do, maybe the breath is funking a little bit or something, she would tell me to go do that.
I mean, you should tell yourselves each other,
unless you don't care for me, unless you're not gonna kiss me anyway. Right? So if she's not saying anything, she just doesn't want to kiss, that's getting into that attraction level, is getting to that 6 level out of 10. That's not good. That's very, very
she's
bad.
She's still
zone.
Very confused emotionally, because kissing for women is very, you know, it's deep. Yeah. Like, so if she's not feeling.
If the attraction
if
is
she's
high,
not feel, yeah, if the attraction
she won't be confused.
Exactly. If the attraction is not there, she doesn't want to kiss you.
Yeah, she doesn't want to kiss you.
But if she's still having sex with you, maybe she just want to scratch her itch. Like, you know, I don't want to go out there. I still have you here. I can use you for what you're
absolutely
useful
for. Or she's not using you, or it's an obligation thing for her, like most women in the society.
Sure.
She feels she's still married to you. She still kind of have to give that to you. Eventually, she will shut that off too.
Right.
You know, but she doesn't feel like, believe it or not, people feel like they should have sex, but they don't have to kiss you. That's very bad.
That's bad, because that's one thing you don't do with prostitutes. So now she's doing it.
So obviously she's doing it because she feels obligated to do it.
Yes. So
that's
that
in a very, very bad place.
It's a bad zone.
But it's still an advantage, okay?
You can flip it.
If you do this right, you can flip it, okay? But so let's keep going here. It's kind of afraid of kiss, doesn't afraid of something, it's just so weird. Yeah, it is weird. But actually it's bad. She says she doesn't love me, but she still have an affection with each other, so it is very confusing. No, she doesn't want to have that sex, bro. She's doing it because I know this hurts, because you were quiet a little bit there. She doesn't want to have sex, bro. She's doing it because she feels obligated to do it. So you have to reverse this.
Yeah.
But again, it's still an advantage, because she hasn't gotten to a place where she will tell you like no. There's some people that will get there and they will stay in that zone for 10 years and stay married. They will never have sex. It happens every day.
Yes, sir.
Every day. You said what?
That's terrible.
I thought you said messed up, but terrible is about
there. That's terrible. That's holding. That's actually holding you on stage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Holding.
But she's stuck. But she's stuck too.
They're both nobody
wants to be that way. People get stuck sometimes. Like, why do you Sheila and you Sheila? Why do you say that in English? I don't know, man.
It's basically confusion when you're
just
confused.
Like this guy.
You don't know what to do. So she's stuck in a. Basically, people can get stuck in a limbo. Mm-hmm. They don't know what to do.
Yeah, just like this guy. So he said. So it's like, do you love me or not? She loves you, but she's not in love with you. That's actually
that
a real
true.
Thing. The attraction is very, very low.
Yes.
She loves you for multiple reasons now. She married you, obviously. She has kids with you now, obviously. You know, so she will love you. In fact, if you guys divorce, if she's not a hungry person, which is not a healthy thing, she will continue to love you. And you don't have to be intimate. So, but what you want right now is you want her to be, to fall in love back
in
with
love.
You.
Yes.
You want that attraction back. So it's not anything completely out of the ordinary that somebody fall in and out of love. Most marriages will do that, but it's bad right now. And also, she has a big pride. She wants to be like right all the time. Well, I don't know why you as a man would want to be right. What does that do for you? You know, if she's in love with you, that's when you're right.
That's true.
Not when you feel right or you argue and then you're right and then you win the argument. That's not right. That's like you have trouble coming for you. You have storm coming to your marriage, you know. So she has pride. Well, I don't know how much pride you want a woman to claim if she's already married to a man. A lot of women already feel like a man is the head of the house. That's not, if she's married to you, no, she doesn't have pride. You may just need to listen and understand a little bit more. I don't think a woman who is married has pride. At least not in this sense. You know, they may be prideful in other areas, but not in this sense. In the sense, she has pride, she wants to be right all the time. She's a woman, let her be right. If she's talking, she's arguing with you, allow her, you know, let her express herself,
right?
And try to see where she's coming from. If you don't see, say, babe, I don't understand where you're coming from, but I love you to death, you know I do. And leave the topic alone.
Trust me.
Right? And then what's she gonna do? She's gonna be like, well, I know I'm right.
Okay, babe.
You're right. Right? But if you're there trying to be right, that's when you feel like she's trying to be right, because you're trying to be right. Okay,
yeah,
it's not a pride thing.
Yeah.
You're fighting hard to be right.
Right.
And like I said in another video, I thought there's a clip where I don't know when the last time being right helped anybody. Okay, would that help?
Would that help? For real.
So, almost done here. All the time. And never say she's wrong, even if she is. Women don't fight fair. I hate to break it to you that way. I know she's smiling right now. I can't see her face. I actually can't. Women don't fight fair. They don't. It's just not a part of a typical woman's DNA to try to fight fair. They don't care about your logical explanations when you're trying to argue. That's one of the reasons why it's a very stupid thing to engage in argument with your wife. They're not trying to be logical with you. They see it that way, and they may be seeing things like 10 years from now that you haven't seen, because we don't look that far, and they're arguing with that in mind.
And we see,
and you're arguing,
far ahead.
And you're arguing with facts, and then you're wondering why the argument is not going your way. She's arguing about stuff she's seen 10 years. She's not able to tell you that she can see 10 years from now.
And most of the time, they actually come through.
Well,
women, you know,
I guess what? I agree.
Things.
I agree. Not
men
only do
don't.
I agree for a fact, but I agree even if I didn't agree. Okay? The point is that if you're speaking each other's language, there will be no argument. Arguments happen when you're not speaking each other's language. Just
true.
Understand that from the very, very fundamental standpoint, and stop trying to engage in argument with a woman in general, period. It's just not, you know. And let me take it a step further. If you've read the book How to Influence and Win Friends by Dale Carnegie, I think I butchered the title, go find it, just say How to Win by Dale Carnegie, right? You know that argument, period, is not a healthy or productive thing to do.
Yes.
As a human being.
Woman or
okay.
Or
unless you're running
general.
For president, and you have to debate.
And it has to be a healthy debate.
Well, there will be a mediator. Usually, in arguments, don't have mediator. It's both of you at each other.
Right.
See the difference between debate and argument. A debate has like a mediator who asks you question. Ask you an argument is like. Who said cho cho cho? Somebody said that.
No, me.
Oh, it's not more Bodo, you want stuff. But
Jesus. See what my husband be watching?
Hey, oh, I pay attention. I see everything that's going on.
Yeah, you
right?
Do.
So, does that make sense? Am I making sense there? I think we should round up right now. This is
I
a
would
very
say,
juicy topic.
Don't argue with a woman because, hey, you do not want women to come for you. Because,
mm-hmm.
yes, another, some women
see,
can argue
another reason.
Properly. But as human beings,
mm-hmm.
what does argument get us?
Nothing.
Nothing. Where does it get us? Nowhere. It leads to a fight and even gets worse. So it's pointless arguing.
Mm-hmm. And then you end up saying things you don't mean.
Exactly.
And then you end up spreading to other issues.
Then you end up losing
then,
your own family.
And then you wonder why she
Jesus.
Brings up something you did 10 years ago. Because you're engaged in stupid arguments.
Women don't forget. That one is a fact.
You don't, first of all, you don't forget, and then you think about stuff 10 years down the line. Right? So a masculine energy is basically about conquering right now.
Hmm.
Right? And if you, that's a good energy to have. It's a masculine energy, but of course, like every energy, if you don't channel it properly, it will destroy you and your marriage. If you're channeling your argumentative, debating, conqueror spirit at your wife,
you're trying to conquer,
you will destroy your marriage, basically.
So she has
you
a
conquer
pride,
our pride.
But you don't have a pride.
You
have a pride.
Usually, when people call out people's pride,
exactly, yeah. That means you got a huge pride yourself.
All right. So yeah. What I want you to do right now is I want you to build yourself. That's really the core thing, and the first step to that, build yourself. You need to spend the next 90 days, honestly. 30 to 90 days worrying about it. She's still there, she's still having sex with you. Let her come to you when she wants to have sex. Don't even ask for that for next 90 days, okay? Because obviously that's not the kind of sex you want.
You
she's
want.
Not she's not involved. She can't kiss you when you're having sex. That's not what you want, right? So you need to work on yourself. And how? Get this book, it's free. It's absolutely free. We'll put it out there, getmymarriageback.com. Get the book, read it 10 to 15 times. But what's in it? Read it again 10 to 15 times, and I guarantee you all the mistakes you've made, you'll find them, you'll know exactly what to do to reverse it, and you'll get her to fall in love with you all over again. I did it after she filed for divorce, so you can do it too, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we have. Click like on this video if we said anything that makes sense, and click share this with your friends and family. And I want you to advise, if you're watching me and this wasn't you, I want you to advise this young man below. I'll give your opinions, your advice. If you have questions too, that's a great place to post it as well too. And hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. We'll see you on the next one. And